Oh, good morning. Good morning, Republic of Texas Radio. Sorry, I can't help but chuckle sometimes looking through news feeds and hearing the nonsense and actually understanding that well, we've been talking about it for years. You're listening to the Republic of Texas Radio Show. Today's date is June 18th, 2023, for all you computers listening out there. I'm Steve O'Brien, and, well, Alan Crutcher is, how do we say this? Waiting in the wings? No, he doesn't have wings. And he's not waiting, but I think he's on the line. Let's see. Hey, Alan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Steve.
And you don't have wings, right?
No, but I do have something to say sometime here during the show. A little incident that occurred yesterday, and I will try to be as civil as I can, but I'm rather pissed off, and another show host on the network actually hung up on this person. So, yes, I do have something to say, but go on and do your opening here.
Well, that's what we call lead in to something. Well, okay. Well, I was just doing a lead in, just kind of like saying all the same stupid stuff. That seemed a little bit overpowering for me, but yeah, let's just go on with it. You know, this June is pedophile month, right? They call it LGBTQ, gay pride. I don't know, right? But it's basically pedophile month, or maybe bestiality, right, is the new norm. You know, more and more people are getting arrested for these bestiality events, and they have been added to the LGBTQ blah, 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 blah flag, right? And so you're seeing the old flag of the rainbow colors, and then they added the other extremist perversions onto the end. And it got to me this week, right? Because we're in the middle of June, and I'm just walking through life, and all of a sudden, you know, I don't know, this holiday. Oh, crap. Did I forget? Today's Father's Day.
I actually heard someone say that they're either going to try to move Gay Pride Month, you know, either back a ways, or they're going to extend the school year so the children can have this shoved down their throat in school, actual Gay Pride Month, you know, instead of just the normal crap that they've been doing to them. They just really want to shove it down their throat.
I could see that. I really can, because I was told the other day that today is Father's Day, and I'm not the one to do any days, especially if the government just says I should do a day, right? You know, my government says I should take care of my mom. I said, oh, crap. I thought I didn't need you to tell me that. My dad, no, don't need you to tell me that. I don't care. Valentine's Day, take care of your, what the heck is that? So I'm pretty much offended on any one of these days. Not necessarily offended.
And Steve, what about, especially in today's world with the family breakup, what about all the kids out there who say, so I've got to celebrate possibly five guys who could be my father because my mother's a welfare whore, and I don't know who, you know, she just kept popping out babies. You know, what do those people feel like on Father's Day or Mother's Day? Or, you know, if you did not have a good family life, which a whole lot of people don't have anymore, how do those people feel? You know, we all like to think that oh, it's the American dream, and everyone has this perfect family life, and everything is great and wonderful. What about all the people out there who did not and do not have a good family life?
Well, I don't know about them, right? Because I'm not them. We all grew up in different time frames. Right. You know, the ones that grew up like, well, one of five with five different fathers, right? Okay, well, how the heck did that happen? Well, it happened, right? The over-sexualized society. Right, the promiscuous, and we're dealing with that in the Gay Pride Month, right? Not just because some guy gets some implants and goes out to the White House and takes off his shirt and shows his fake, mammaries, right? And everybody goes, oh, he's expressing his free spirit. Or is it that woman, the girl, or lady, whatever, she's on welfare and has an apartment from the government for the kid, and food for the government, and money for the from the government for the kid, right? And she has nothing to do but watch TV from the government for the kid, and has a phone for the guy. But anyways, you get the point. But she can do whatever she wants, and what's wrong with her expressing herself by having sexual relations with, you know what's wrong with that? And that was a rhetorical question. Right, you know, there is no family. But I did see this in California, Alan, you know, when I was growing up, meaning I was 30-something, you know, I had a friend of mine that got caught in that trap, right? And she was just sitting there, and she worked a job, Alan. You know, she worked a job at a bookstore, and the problem that at the bookstore, she was running the damn place, but making minimum wage in California. And every time they tried to give her a raise, she says, I can't do it, because she couldn't get a raise, otherwise she'd get kicked out of her house.
Right.
So she's like, I don't want to be caught in this trap. I can't move forward. I can't own a car. I can't do this. I can't do that, because if I make $1 more, then I lose my Section 8 or whatever the hell they call it, the housing. I lose everything, right? And then I have to start over again. And isn't there a path out? And she'd always tell me that. And say, I don't know. I'm not part of this. You know, I don't know.
And there are good people, Steve, that are caught up in this nightmare. And they're kept in it because of the people who want to live that way. You know, the more babies they pop out, the more money they get. You know, Steve, back in the 70s, you know, they had the term, you know, you remember the term welfare Cadillacs, you know. And I actually, you know, I had a paper route, and I delivered to shotgun shacks where the kids were outside in paper towels for diapers, yet there was a big pink Cadillac sitting there with big white wall tires on it and a big stud black guy out there, you know, just enjoying life, you know. Living the high life, you know. Everyone remembers the welfare Cadillac stuff. I actually experienced this.
So those people with money came over to play with the women that didn't have any money and all the babies. Is that what you're kind of referring to?
Well, no, they were just screwing anything that would get a hard on for them. Maybe they were taking Alex Jones products. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know, man. I have a hard time with people, and even now today, I see what I feel that, well, it's a cultural thing, you know, and maybe I'm making this up, and, you know, tattoos have been around since, like, forever, right? You know, World War II and before that and other cultures around the world.
It used to be Marines and stuff like that that got tattoos, yeah. Not your daughter, you know, half her body covered with tattoos by the time she's 16 years old. And piercings, you know, sticking out of every orifice and appendage on her body. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I saw a young person, right, millennial-ish type person with all these tattoos cleaning a pool the other day, and I'm kind of like going, wow, I mean, he's doing a good job, right, this evening. And I'm like going, okay, is that what you planned on doing all your life, and how the hell did you afford all those tattoos on full maintenance type low end labor type situation?
Well, I owe my tattoo artist $10,000, but I'll pay him back.
Yeah, well, maybe he fell on hard times or something like that. I don't know. I really don't know. It's hard to tell, and I haven't had a conversation with this guy. No, don't know that I ever will. But even then, man, you know, I'm sitting here. I have the hardest time, and I'm sorry, folks at home, if we talk too much about our little hamlet of, I don't know if it's a hamlet, a little town called Fredericksburg, but I do see it as a,
And that's one thing I do want to talk about when I rant, Steve. That's one thing I will be talking about.
It seems like an echo of a time to come, right? And maybe it's here, right? George Bush Senior,
a time that has been lost.
Now,
is the way I see it.
There's some of what's lost still here right now, but as George Bush said, right, way back, Senior, he says, I you could see it coming now, right? A new world order, or see it coming into view. And I look outside and I can see it coming into view. A service economy, his younger son said. He says, we're done. We're going to make all our money serving people. And as I walk through the town called Fredericksburg, I see all these young people serving people. Yes, massa. Yes, massa. Right? Can I do this and can I do that? And they don't do it good. And I'm kind of like going, crap. Well, why can't you be a good server type person? And I'm going, well, do I really
want to be a good server type person? I was in the hospitality business for a long time, Steve, you know, and, you know, in order to make good tips, which because you didn't get paid hardly anything, you know, you got below minimum wage for, you know, for every hour you were there. But, you know, you used to be, you had to have a good personality and be enjoyable and make people enjoy their experience, you know. That's what made a good waiter or a good bartender, you know, good. And what got you a majority of your money was having a personality and being nice to people. And
sure.
And yes, I see the same thing.
Sure.
People come up with a scowl on their face and they just plop your food down and then they expect
and
you to give them a 20%
tip. Everybody yeah. wants a tip, right? You know, you brought my hamburger to the car, and I'm supposed to give you money? Really? Oh, crap. Can I meet you at the door? Right? Oh, well, it's a pretty much I only make money off a tip. No, I got one the other day, and, you know, I went to a restaurant, and it, you know, it's owned by a friend of my friend, right? And I'm kind of like, I go over there and I wait in line with a bunch of tourists, turrons as we call them, and they're sitting there talking, better, better, better. And it's some of the most annoying conversations, I swear. But anyways, it wasn't about the conversations. It was really about the chick at the, you know, taking the order, right? First of all, there's no such thing as service around here. You just pay the high prices and then you wait in line. And you wait in line, and people are eating right next to you, and it's really tight quarters, and you're going, oh, crap, why am I here? Why am I here? Right? Oh, because it's close, and it's owned by a friend of my friend's, and, you know, I wanted to see, you know.
It's a real trendy place, and if you're seen there, you're one of the special people.
I don't know about that, but, you know, I really don't know. So then I get up to the counter, and, you know, the girl goes, okay, you ready to order? And she has a scowl on her face and tattoos all up her everything. And I'm sitting there going, yeah, can I have this? And she's like, meow, 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 meow. Oh, crap, she's in a bad mood. Meow, 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 meow. I'm like, going, oh, my God, really? So this is one of those abuse places where you come in and you pay a lot of money to be abused. Got it. I think I was really nice to her, too. But it doesn't matter. She gave me my number and sent me off to find a table out in the middle of somewhere so I can come up and pick up my food when they yell out my number, right, because I paid enough money to not have somebody deliver it, right? But I can tip them. Isn't that great? I can tip them. And I ordered a salad, Alan. I ordered a salad, and it was just a wonderful salad. No, it wasn't, but it looked really, really good. It had little red here and little red here all spaced evenly, and it was all sprinkled around with sprinkly stuff and well-thought-of placement and look and photographic. You know, I could upload it to Facebook if I wanted to, but I don't do
most
Facebook.
People would, Steve, you know. And maybe we're not to this point yet, but was your salad trying to crawl off your plate while you were eating it? We might not quite be to that point in time yet, but it's coming.
No, we're not there. But they gave me a little thimble full of a ranch dressing. You know, I probably shouldn't have ordered ranch, but it's a good staple, right? It's very, normal, because food's gotten insane, Alan.
How pedestrian. Ranch dressing? Are you kidding, Steve?
Everybody,
You've got to order the aardvark, you know, essence of aardvark, you know, vinaigrette, you know.
I don't know.
Dressing.
Well, you've got to do the watermelon slurpee with a side of cheese, and you mix that all together, and you pour that on. And you go, what? Yeah, well, we paired that with salad. And you're like, I'll tell you what. You opened your mouth and said the word paired, and you failed, right? But they don't know that. They love that word, paired. We're going to pair French fries with a hamburger. Called, okay.
Did you get a charcuterie board, Steve?
That's not a real word, Alan.
A charcuterie board just means
cheese plate.
Pieces of cheese with some crackers on it.
Yeah, I know, but they charge more for that. Nah, I get it. Yeah. So I order it with my ranch dressing, and it did taste good, right? The first bite tasted good, and I ran out of ranch, and so I had to walk up to the counter and go, can I get some ranch? And they're like, oh, we're making some new ranch. So you're making some more ranch. Oh, okay. And they're like, we'll bring it out to you. I'm like, wow, service to my table? What happened here? So I'm sitting there at my table.
We just bought 500 acres right next door, and we're making some new ranch for you. Yeah.
So who do they send? The crazy tattooed chick, right? She comes out grumping. Rah, 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 rah,
rah. Did you order ranch?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yes, it was me. And I'm like, okay. So this time the ranch didn't taste like ranch. It tastes like a peppermint souffle with too much, I don't know what the hell they did. And it was even a different color. And I'm like, ooh. And then all of a sudden my salad screwed up. But it's okay. I only paid $15 for the whole adventure, and I couldn't even eat it. And I'm like, I'm going to leave. I'm gonna call up the guy that owns this place, and I'm going to say, oh, that chick, and oh, your people, and oh. And I'm like, no, Steve, let it be. You're treating tourists the way tourists need to be treated. Let it be. You really need to change the world. You know, they won't understand it, and they'll just classify you as a dick anyway. So I'll tell you what. I left the world the way the world was, and the tattooed girl is going to continue to be a grumpy, overprivileged nobody, right? And whoever made... I don't care about their kitchen, Alan. I don't care about this. I don't care about the tourists. And I don't care about the city council sitting there telling us that we're supposed to love the tourists and the tourists are supposed to love us, the Love FBG product, because we all got to get together. I'm tired of that. I've been tired of that. I was tired of it before.
Well, Steve, this is kind of like, you know, Andy, you know, when he was staying out here but working in town, and you know, our friend Frank was, you know, kind of shuttling him back and forth. You know, I said, man, I just miss a good old fashioned hamburger. So Andy comes out he comes back out here and he goes, man, I've got you a burger here. He said, I bought one for me and one for Frank, and he goes, guess how much I spent
bucks
for three hamburgers? And I said, where you went to, I would say minimum of $60. He was like, $65.87, you know, for three hamburgers, you know, and a little bag of fries. And we actually did work out at this place. I hated doing it. We were putting in electric car chargers and hooking them into the power system. And
Tesla.
The clothes sign was on in the store, and people were stopping, you know, wanting to go in. And I'm like, they're closed. It's like, well, what are y'all doing here? I said, and we had pickaxes in our hands. You know, we're burying electric lines. I looked at this person and I said, they ran out of dinosaur meat, so we're digging up more dino burgers. They just looked at me, and I just started laughing. I said, no, ma'am. I said, we're just here, you know, doing some work, and they're closed right now. You know, come back tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. It's a crazy thing, and we'll get back to that. Let's go to Mike in Kentucky so we don't actually keep him on hold for too long. But we'll hold you over the break, too, Mike. But what do you got going on this morning, Mike?
Well, I'd just like to say thank you for all the brave and or stupid men out there that have decided to make babies with the current environment of data mining and, who knows, CIA operations running feminism since the National Organization of Women and Gloria Steinem. So, you know, if you're... At least I think that's what would bring about an end to the world, was if everybody stopped having babies.
But Brando's got what plants crave.
I couldn't hear that.
It was Brando's got what plants... Brando has what plants crave. Yeah,
oh,
that's it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Brando
has
what plants crave. It's right, totally that, Mike.
Well,
but
not,
the dumb
not
keep
totally
breeding.
Not totally. I mean, there's a remnant of people that still have a brain.
Yeah, there is. There is. I've met quite a few of them. A lot of them are just going, whoa, okay, and just
every
working.
Now there's some brilliant person that gets recruited by the NSA out of a trailer park, you know.
Well, Mike, get this. You know, they keep saying it's like, well, we've got to keep growing our population. We've got to keep growing the population. You know, in nature, there's something called a carrying capacity. You know, you get too many rats in a cage, and they start killing each other for the food sources that are available, et cetera, et cetera. You know,
why they
keep saying that we have to keep growing? Because the corporations and the commercialization, because they want more and more and more money.
And speaking of commercials.
Commercials. Hold on. We'll do the break. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
So here we fight all through the night, going at it now, it's tooth and nail, and it's time for me to set my...
All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, Mikey from Kentucky is with us, and we were just kind of talking a little bit about, well, Idiocracy, but not really. I mean, I guess Father's Day is upon us, and people still choose to have babies, some of them. Maybe they're blind. Maybe they're just doing it because they're doing it, and it's the right... is it the right thing to do? And some of them are just doing it because they're having sex, Mike. You know, what are you doing? I don't know. I don't know what the solution is. What do you think?
Yeah, you remember in that movie, you remember Cleavon?
Did Mike take off?
Luckily, you know, he impaled himself on a rail, but we were able to save him, and Cleavon's like, I'm going to blank all you bitches, you know? The whole cheerleading squad and everything, and pop, 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 pop. You know, and the two smart people with the high IQs were sitting back, oh, well, no, the market's much too bad right now to even think about having
it. Were they stupid? Yeah. Go ahead,
Mike. Therein lies the problem. The so-called smart people ain't making enough babies, or they've not been smart enough to. Yeah, they're not smart enough to realize that. Gee, by 2040 or something, there's going to be 60 million people in the population engaged in just caring for Alzheimer's people. So, you know, who's going to be doing that?
Language is already being degraded, my friend. It's a cross between grunts and squeals and Valley Girl. You know, like Tootie.
I've seen that depicted. Yeah.
You know, like how many people can you listen to that don't use like every like other word? You know, like totally. You know,
I think you've been socially isolated. A Valley Girl talk ended about 20 years ago.
But yeah, everyone like uses Mike, like, constantly. Like, you listen to, like, everything, and everyone, like, talks like Mike.
Yeah, Ellen walked
I actually
into the
did that.
Forest,
I actually did some
ago.
Valley Girl talk in front of some young people, and they were just like, what's wrong with him, you know? They didn't even know what it was. What you're doing, Alan, is so out of touch. It's just not funny. But plants like electrolytes, you know. So you can put Epsom salts on your tomatoes or peppers and stuff. It really does work. But, you know, Joe, what was his name? Joe, the military
not
guy?
Sure.
Yeah,
not sure.
Joe from Idiocracy.
Not sure.
He's like, you need to put water on those plants. You mean the stuff with toilet water?
Yeah.
That movie was pretty funny, but I think that happens. We have lost so much stuff in the last 100 years that used to be considered common sense. Like, people don't even know how many nails you can get home with when your horse throws a shoe. You know, you can take a nail out of if you got a couple of spare nails.
Well, Mike, you know, today's Father's Day, and I don't care about it, right? It's just another whatever, right? I care about fathers and I care about mothers and all that. I don't care about the day. But it's in the middle of this thing called Pedophile Month or Pride Month or whatever the hell it is, right? So that's a big deal all around the globe, right? That all these people get together and celebrate. Why? Uh-huh. Right? Because it's part of the agenda. Right? You can do this and you can do this. And then they have instruction manuals in the schools and they call them books, right? And whatever. And they're like, well, yeah, it's just a book, right? And you're like, well, it's an instruction manual, right? And you're glorifying this kind of behavior. Right. They're like, but some people need to assurances. But we're going through it right now. And it's kind of going a little bit, is it going a little bit sideways? You know, we've got, the gay people are just gay people. They like, well, other men or whatever. And only a few of them like to dress up like nutters and go running around naked. Same with the lesbians, right? The transsexuals, they really like to go out and do, look at me. And lately, they've been doing those drag shows, right? And lately being, what, 4 years? 4 years we've been going through this, right? The first time Jeremy
longer
in Kentucky
than that,
started.
Longer than that. The Americans, there's a past president of the American Psychological Association that says that the deal was made that they would do research on this if he would sign the, that no longer, homosexuality was no longer considered a mental disorder. And he considered it a choice. He said it was behavior choice, and they never did any research on that. It was the same people that that hijacked the American Psychological Association. It was the same group of activists.
The McKinsey Report,
No. You can go on back to that, but I'm talking about when they took it out of being a disorder in the 70s, and this guy's on the record in the internet era saying he's a white-haired, curly-haired white dude that said that they never did science on this. This is a political agenda for 45 years, and it was the same people that hijacked the American Psychological Association for Feminism. They want to change the human behavior model from the chimpanzee.
And there you just said it, Mike. Long-term planning. You just said 45 years. Most people can't think from weekend to weekend.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's how they're data mined and manipulated so easily. Yeah. They're not even looking for it. It's a conspiracy theory. But I have a declaration before the court on a lot of these issues. It's called the Declaration of Michael Williamson. It's before the Sixth Court of Appeals in Cincinnati, and it was inspired by Salmon P. Crowley. Salmon P. Crowley did a declaration before another venue in a district court as the head of the NSA. So anybody that's got PACER, look it up. The case number is 235337.
All right. Hey, you want to hang on?
I can for a minute.
Okay. Mike's going to hang on. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll keep covering this for a few minutes when we get back. See you in a few.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023. At antelopehillpublishing.com.
So here we fight all through the night.
All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, Planned Parenthood just came out, right? It's kind of on topic. And hey, it mixes good with that last commercial, too. Antelope Hill. Going to have to take a look and see who they are. Anyways, Planned Parenthood said labeling abortion as a woman's right or women's issue erases the experiences and identity of queer, non-binary, and transvestite folk. I threw in transvestite, by the way. Well, they said trans. And they also have abortions. I guess lesbians do, too. I don't know. And they say that abortion access is, affects us all, period. Man, they don't like women, do they, Mike?
Well, the issues, I think, is that what are the goals? Why is the population being manipulated like this? I mean, being a techno geek a little bit yourself,
you know,
it's hard to see past the details of the network installations to how it's being used to manipulate us all. You know, what is the goals of this social manipulation? Just to pit us against each other and keep us from realizing who the real enemies are.
You know what? It's like right now I'm reading a book that one of my RBN friends and family sent me. Lynn up in Maryland sent me a book, Battle for Your Brain. You know, and this is from one of the inside people. You know, has a degree from Yale and Dartmouth and Duke or something like that. You know, speaks at the World Economic Forum. You know, and this woman talks about, you know, the psychological manipulation and the neurotechnology and how it's getting closer and closer to them actually being able to read your brain waves no matter where you are. And you will, you know, it'll be Minority Report, you know, pre-crime, you know.
Well, Harvard in 2014, I think, published, and I can't remember who originally wrote it. Norm Alastair, I think. I don't know if he originated that from Harvard, but the ethics department at Harvard has it published. It's called FCC Captured Agency. So all of our communications are compromised to manipulate us, to data mine us.
Oh, yes. Sure. But they really did tell us what was going on, at least if you believe some people. Like Dr. Richard Day, right? You know, he allegedly was doing an abortion. I believe it was a Planned Parenthood conference in the 1960s. And Dr. Lawrence Dugan, I think it's Dugan, he's the one that wrote New Order of Barbarians about what Richard Day actually said what was going to happen. And he told us about the over-sexualizing of society and how they couldn't control people's sexual urges and make them stop, so they perverted them or decided they were going to pervert them. And
diverted
now
them. Yeah, diverted them might be a better...
Okay, fine. I'll go with that.
Offer you a choice besides getting pregnant, you know, you can always
right.
go...
Yeah, and it's like, wow, and as you read the New Order of the Barbarians, right, you'll sit there and go, oh, my God, because he talked about air travel and how it was going to go up, and then they're going to pull it away from you. What are they doing today? Wow, it's just fascinating, and where are you going? You know where we're going. We did Agenda 21, right? You know, come on.
One of the books that was cited in the case of Roe versus Wade, I bought it and didn't realize what I was buying, called The Biological Time Bomb, was written in 1965. And by 1966, the guy had to rewrite the preface because they were creating viruses with enzymes in open academic experiments. So it makes you wonder what's been done in Joseph Mengele's secret laboratories, you know, but they were talking about how, you know, all the different technologies in biology were coming along, and things like atrazine, which is an agricultural chemical. I think Alex Jones talked about it, but
yeah.
When you interrupt the hormonal development of a fetus and the development of the male brain, you're going to cause problems. I don't think that means that it can't be fixed, but they have prevented that. Here in Kentucky, it's against
sure.
the law for a counselor to offer reversion therapy. If you want to try to live the genetic gender that you were born with, they risk losing their license for even mentioning it to a questioning youngster that questions
their youngster. Well. Yeah, I got
that's
you.
Political. That's not scientific or medical. That's not good medicine.
It's software.
Political.
It's thoughts.
Well, I got to get, so.
Okay, good deal.
Thanks for taking my call. Look my case up. Read my declaration. It's about 11 pages, and I could use anybody that has connections with the legal world to try to help me do something, especially broadcasters. I mean, they're trying to get rid of broadcasters to where you're
yes,
only
are.
On platforms that track everything. Your inputs and outputs of all human brains need to be tracked. That's a
lot. Pretty much.
Yeah, AM radio's going to be gone if we don't do something.
That's true.
Battle for your
brain. Okay.
Later.
Thanks, Mike. Oh, I could go on for a long time. Actually, I got
and
more
Steve,
material.
If
but
I may, right here, real quick, if I might break in and say something to P out in California out there, you putrid, pubescent, putrid piece of pig poop. You know, I called into Mike Gaddy's show yesterday and made a call relevant to what he was talking about on his show. I didn't go way offline, you know. I was talking very relevant, and I talked about Fredericksburg here and you know, what happened, we know, with the Comanche around here. You know, and this guy was hearing, but he wasn't listening. Kind of like, you know, the Sounds of Silence, you know, the Simon and Garfunkel song. People hearing without listening. He did not listen to what I said. I said the people right here in Fredericksburg made a treaty with the Comanche Indians, and, you know, as far as I can tell, Fredericksburg is the only town in this whole area that was never raided and burned. you know, and sacked by the Comanches because they kept their word with them, you know.
Right.
Not saying that the Comanches were these altruistic people. Hell no. There was people invading their territory, you know, killing them and taking their land and telling them they couldn't do what they'd done, you know, for generations. And
I don't understand.
And this guy comes on and tells me basically that I'm some kind of a dumbass. Well, my friend, I've been listening to you call into shows and be a guest on shows and people shoving cotton candy up your ass. You need to stop and take a look at yourself and quit sucking your own appendage, you know, because you are not the ultimate font of knowledge. You are not a god, my friend, you know.
Well,
and Michael Gaddy actually cut you off because he did not like your phone call either, attacking me, you know, for what I said about this general area. And right, yes, I had relatives that were captured by the Comanches and raised by the Comanches.
Sure.
And you know what happened? When they were freed from captivity, the most famous one, you can look him up, his name is Herman Lehman, L-E-H-M-A-N, was one of my relatives.
When he was freed from
the Indians, he went up and lived in Oklahoma with the Indians until he died.
It's not about that. It's about some people here at Republic Broadcasting have an opinion, and their way is the only way, and self-absorbed. I hear
callers that are screwed up all the time. It's constant.
Folks,
you know,
we get it all the time.
Isn't here anymore. You know,
sure.
it's like the frickin' Mike Rivero show.
Hey, there's lots
the
of shows that I can call
in
call
day after day
listen.
After day, and you can't get in to talk to them. And that's
but
one of the reasons Farron isn't here.
It's nothing new. Is all I'm saying. Jerks are jerks, you know. And I didn't hear the what happened on Gaddy's show. And yes, it is your platform. You can talk about it, you know, as you would. But man, don't feed the pigs or clowns or whatever, you know. Man, I'm sorry that happened. I'm sorry. He seems like a dimwit. But I don't even know who you're talking
about.
He has
some knowledge, but he's become to think that he's some kind of god because everyone is shoving cotton candy up his ass.
He's not on my show.
Oh, you need your own show. You're perfect. You're wonderful. It's like, no, my friend, you're not. You need to stop and listen and think.
Let's go to Amit. Amit in Massachusetts. Let's see what Amit has to say.
Good morning, Steve, and good morning, Ellen. I'm calling for two things. First is that...
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm trying to reach Mike from Kentucky. I remember his case number. That is 235337. But PACER login, that is P-A-C-E-R. It's an abbreviation or acronym. It's not straightforward to get. So my request to Mike is that if he could send his declaration now that it's a published document to maybe Steve or Ellen, and then I could get it from him. It's not intuitive and easy to get that downloaded. So that's first thing. And the second thing is that I've heard that LGBT people physically threatened the psychologists or psychiatrists or physicians to not keep that LGBT nature as a mental sickness. And that's how it lost that disease number or the international disease number, and say in 70s or so. So if that is true or not, anyone could comment on that. But there was quite a bit of undercurrent as to how that was stopped being treated as a mental disease. So that's all I have to say. I'll listen to your comments, if any, offline. Thank you again for taking my
time. Well, I appreciate
it. Thank you for listening, Amit. Yeah, no, and Mike, I believe Mike has sent things into the RBN website, and they've been put on the website. Maybe Mike can do that, you know, with his case that he's bringing in court. You know,
he's a pretty active guy.
Please.
Yeah, I can contact Mike and see if he can email me that. Thanks, Amit. Appreciate that. You know, it's the callers like Amit, you know, he's always there, but, you know, once in a while he emails, calls in for, you know, it's neat. I like that. You know, that's part of my Republic Broadcasting experience. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, you know, as for the trolls.
See, the only experience I have is our Sunday show and the live call-ins because, you know, I don't have a computer. I don't have emails. I don't even have texting, you know.
What does that have to do with
My only interaction is, calling and talking on the phone with people, you know, and our radio show every Sunday.
Ah, yeah. Well, I don't do too much of that other stuff either, but, you know, so, except I like to listen to the radio, and sometimes I end up over at listening to Republic Broadcasting. I love a lot of shows. Can't wait for tomorrow to, well, actually, I'm working today, you know, so I can go ahead and get my little red pill politic and Dave Kopeck. It's always really fun, you know, but I'm not all about politics. And it's kind of questioning me right now. You know, Joe Biden, as far as politics go, had his first campaign, and I'm going, oh, crap, really? He started the campaign trail. No, he didn't. You know, what did he do? He got a bunch of union people to force people into a arena and said, cheer for this guy. That's about the only way that you're going to get, well, that guy to fill a stadium or a room to look like something. Get people who are paid, right? But they're not paid. Unions are hilarious, right, Alan? So you join a union and you give them money and they tell you what to do. You're like, what?
Yeah, and if you don't do it, they break your legs. Yeah.
Well, yeah, or kick you out of the union and you lose your job. My mother, she was in part of a union when I was growing up over at one of the first communist hospitals, Kaiser Permanente. And Kaiser Permanente said, well, all of us are going on strike. She says, I can't strike. I need to pay the rent. I got three kids. And so they said, I don't care. Right, we're striking.
Well, aren't the unions supposed to pay you when they make you go on strike? But it's apparently that doesn't happen anymore because where's all the money at? It's like, oh well, the CEO of the union made $8.5 billion last year, but sorry, we don't have any money to pay y'all.
They're like mafia, man. They're like mafia. Well, the only ones that get paid on that, they may give you like $3 a day or something like that. I forget. And this was back in the, I think it was the 80s or 70s when, you know, my mom brought me and my two sisters out onto the picket line. And we sat there and she had the pre-printed, you know, sign holding it, and we marched around, and the news people were taking pictures, and they're like, oh, the nurses and doctors are all striking, and but they were told that they had to be there under the threat of, well, repercussions, you know, so they told, I'm sure they told all those people, well, Joe Biden's going to be in town, now you show up and you look happy. And I go, oh, crap, really? We got to do this? Because he can't draw people. Well, does that mean that he's better than Donald Trump? You know, give me a break. Either
I live in a complete different world. You know, I've never had children of my own, but I've adopted quite a few. And right now I've got one of my adoptees in the house with me, the cutest little spotted fawn that you'll ever see. She went out and she's been going out and staying outside, and every morning she comes in and I tank her up, and she goes back outside and does whatever little deer do outside. And I'm not controlling her that much, but she's up here on the couch with me right now, and you better not pee while you're up here. Mm-hmm. I live in a different world. You know, that's where my
totally.
Calm and my
I
comfort
understand.
Comes from.
I that would be fun. I could, you know. But I don't know, Alan, if I lived in that world, you know, would I be just living and not paying attention?
I'm disgusted by humanity, Steve. I love animals. The integrity that animals have, you know. A baby deer is going to do what a baby deer does. A dog's going to do what a dog does. A cat's going to do what a cat does.
I know.
They don't sit and think and manipulate and figure out ways, you know, to, they do, but, you know, there has to be a pecking order. But, you know, once that's established, you know, it's a pretty peaceful life.
Governments try to take over everything. We got some calls. Let's start knocking these out. Jerry, let's go to Chicago. Hello, Jerry. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Hey, you were talking about the unions. Yeah, they do pay if you go out there and picket. And I think it's like $18 or $20 a day now. That used to be able to cover your lunch and make gasoline getting there.
Okay.
And I got to kind of wonder what Alan said about animals are true blue. They don't sit there and manipulate. I got a little 4-year-old cat. And I got to be honest with you. She's nothing like my other cat, which is 22 years old. she sits there and tries to figure out what she can do to piss you off.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you know, it's kind of like spare the rod, spoil the child. You know, there's a pecking order. You know, children will do it, a deer will do it, a dog will do it, a cat will do it. Once you establish, you know, who's boss, you know, then you can pretty much lead a peaceful life. But yes, they will. They will try to get whatever they can, but they don't. But it's not malicious. You know, there's not ill intent behind it.
Yeah. Well. She's getting more lovey. She's getting more with the cuddles and everything else like that. So I think she realizes that, hey, I can trust this guy. It took 4 years because when I got her, she was 11 weeks old, and she's a little over a couple weeks over 4 years old now. So, hey, I wanted to ask you a question, Alan. You mentioned something about Mike Rivero's show trying to call in. Has there been interruptions? Because I could have sworn I've heard the same show. And
I don't know what's going on with Mike. Apparently he's sick and they've been doing repeats. I don't know his health condition, but you know, him and his wife both did get the vaccines. And since that point in time, seems like at least every month or every couple of weeks, you know, either him or his wife is in the hospital somewhere. So can I say that's what caused it? You know, no, but I do know that, yeah, Rivero has been being repeats. So I have no idea what's going on there.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, I thought maybe RBN was having disruption problems. In fact, since Thursday, I tried to get a hold of the switchboard and everything, and I couldn't get a hold of anybody, and I feared that maybe they didn't have enough funds coming in, and they just had to drop off the air. You know, I'm sorry to say that.
When they do a repeat, you can call the station, and the phone will ring and ring and ring, and because it's a repeat, they won't pick up because they're not taking calls because it's a repeat. You know, it's not live radio. Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I've also called the office line, you know, trying to click in to leave a donation, and they didn't pick up there either. So,
well, it could be a good reason to get out and grab a hamburger or something to eat. Because, you know, like Sam's sitting here all day long, and so when he gets in the morning, and I'm sure the same goes for the rest of the people, you get in and you hang on to your hat, and then you go home.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I forgot about that. These guys do put in long hours, and I'm not speaking for everybody, but for me, I appreciate the board ops. You know, I know they don't get paid much, and they're there long hours, and Julie also. So, and that's all I wanted.
You know, Julie, Mike, Sam, you know, Ken, you know, these guys are, you know, were with Statmiller, you know, for 10-plus years easily. You know, Sam's been there quite a while. Mike and Julie have been there a long time. You know, it's a labor of love. I mean, they're making something out of it because they can still exist, but, you know, I doubt they're getting rich on it.
Oh, definitely not. I'm a firm believer in that. I mean, and they work hard. I mean, from what I understand, you know, you got to piece everything together and keep it up and running, you know?
Sometimes, yeah. That's a hard life.
All right, well, hey, Steve, I know you're a father, so happy Father's Day, and I know it's a Hallmark thing,
but,
you know, I let's put it this way. My dad died today back in 2012 on Father's Day, and the sad thing was his funeral was my birthday 2 days later.
Wow.
So, and I was the worst kid out of six, so I think... that there was something set up there, you know, so I would never forget, you know.
But, you know, and my friend, not saying this is the same, but on Father's Day in 2004, my black lab, the dog that changed my life and taught me what true friendship and integrity and, you know, just being there helped me through some hard times. On Father's Day 2004, died my arms, and I miss him. I think of him every day. And today's kind of a special. Actually, it was on the 19th, which they've absconded with Juneteenth now. But actually, he died June 19th, 2004, in my arms at about 2:05 in the afternoon. I can remember the exact time and exactly when it happened. And I was there when he opened his eyes the last time, looked into my eyes, and I've missed him ever since.
I'm sorry to hear that, too, but that is a good thing that you were there. I mean... I plan on holding my kid in my arms the day they get put down, you know? So, and because, you know what, it's an unfamiliar territory that they're heading off into, and Oh, man, I'm tearing up.
In the words of Will Rogers, when I die and I go to heaven, if there are no dogs in heaven, I want to go where they go, whether that's in hell or purgatory or wherever in hell they're at. But, you know, if there are no dogs in heaven, I want to go where the dogs are because I want to see my friends again.
You know, I kind of wish for the same thing. I want to go where the animals are because, like you said, animals are true blue. And it doesn't matter if they're wild or tame or domesticated. It doesn't matter because I've had enough of the people. Okay, and I'm going to be 63 in 2 days. So, hey, and one other question: what is this Juneteenth?
It's nonsense. They made up. They claim that it's Gay Independence Day, and they have a song too. And don't pay attention. The bank's closed. Oh, God, I gave my banker a hard time last week about that. I said, really? Are you a pedophile, too? And he goes, what? I'm all this Juneteenth. Are you a pedophile? Do you guys support that? And he goes, what? And I go, yeah. Do you castrate people? He's going, what? Hey, it's a good day to harass people. You know, and they go, no, I don't support that. I go, oh, okay. So why are you closed?
Power everywhere you go, my friends.
Yeah,
I always let your opinions and your views be known. You know, don't be shy. Yeah. You know, most people will look at you like you're crazy, but be yourself. You talk truth to power.
Mm. Now you sound like a leftist, Alan.
I know. You know, there are other phrases. If I had more time, I could think of a better phrase, but that's the closest I can come.
Oh, God. Sam is correcting me here. He says Juneteenth has nothing to do with... Oh.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
When in reality, the rest of us were enslaved. they gave black people the same rights as white Americans, but... so, you know... It's all twisted, my friends. It's all twisted.
It is.
I hate this crap.
So, all right. Okay, so, yeah, I heard that about June 19th before, something about the slaves, and I forgot, and I thought it was some other gay issue.
We'll figure out the gay issue, and we'll move on with that. But yeah, that's fascinating. I do remember a little bit about that, Sam. They say that June 19th was the day, except for in Texas, because the Texas slaves had to pick cotton before they could be free, or some crap like that. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, man. But the Irish, they were always slaves, so screw
everybody. And hey, you know, Steve, around here, you know, the people around here, they didn't have slaves as far as everything I've been able to look up. But, you know, there were black people that worked here helping them build rock fences. You know, up into the early 1900s, there was still Comanche Indians riding around on horses, you know, helping people around here do ranch and farm work, you know, into the 1900s, you know. So these people weren't slave owners, you know. Did they, you know, they paid them a wage, but, you know, I mean, was it, you know, were they going to be able to buy an apartment on Wall Street? Probably not with that
wage,
right. But, you know.
That's the music. Hey, thanks, Jerry. Sherry, Dave, hang on. We'll go around the top and we'll start it up again. Republic of Texas Radio.
Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.